What we do is what they call it's functional decomposition. We break down the big complex problem and into bits, and we piecewise refinement. We start with the big picture and say we've got a reactor core. We've got to take the heat away, so we've got a heat transport system. We've got a secondary side where we're taking the steam out into the steam generators, and we've got safety systems to back that up. There are many other systems, but those sort of some of the main ones. In much the same way a car is designed, you've got a steering system, you've got a suspension system, you've got the engine, the drivetrain, you've got environmental control, you've got a fuel system, and so on. And within each one of those, there's a subsystem. So let's take, say, the heat transport system in particular. You might think it's a lot of plumbing. We've got pipes and pumps and steam generator. We've got instrumentation. We've got to control the pressure and the amount of coolant we got in there, so it's pressure and inventory control. We've got to be able to shut this down and maintain things when they're in shutdown state. Let's take, for instance, the pressure and inventory control system. It has components. It's got a pressurizer or surge tank, a bleed condenser. It's got, again, pipes and valves and pumps and so on. And we keep going down, refining it until we got a component that has engineering specifications. It has to do a particular job. It's got criteria that has to be met. And it has to fit in with the overall system that it belongs to. Those individual systems subsystems have to fit into the overall systems that they belong to, and the overall main systems have to fit in with the overall plant. So there's a lot of interaction as you cross boundaries between these various pieces.